You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.
My name is Jack Reesider, and I'm currently the host of the podcast Darknet Diaries. But before that, I was a network security engineer for 10 years at a Fortune 500 company. I don't know how, but my grandma got an Apple IIe when we were young. DOS hadn't even come out yet. Like, DOS was just coming out, and she's buying computers before DOS is even here. Like, who buys that for their home? But she did. And so I was playing games, and I was actually coding in like BASIC at the time, and, you know, doing stuff. And it wasn't until I think AOL came around and I got connected to the internet, and that just kind of was amazing. Like, that I think is what made me say, okay, let me pursue a career in this. And I think my dad wanted me to be like a VCR repairman is what I think his hopes were, which I'm glad I didn't take him up on that. So, we got enrolled in the university, and I started going to classes to do some formal training. I was kind of young and naive, and I felt like, okay, once I have a bachelor's degree in computer engineering, companies will just be clamoring for me. You know, they'll be knocking on my door 10 at a time. But I had a really tough time finding anything technical to do after I got my degree, which is so strange now that I look back at it, because the opportunities were endless, but I just didn't know where to look, and I was a little too, I don't know, on my high horse. I was playing a lot of video games right before this too, and I thought, let's make this a video game. Let me see if I can gain experience points and just focus on this. Like, okay, the current mission is to accomplish the certificate. What do I need to do to get this mission complete? Like, I had it in a kind of a gamification kind of mentality to get these certs. And thinking with a new fresh certificate and a degree, that should be able to land me a job. And it sure did. Right away, like pretty much the first place I called, they said, oh yeah, we'll take you right away. And that was a NOC, Network Operations Center, handling incidents for clients that their network would go down or there would be some sort of fault in the network. I would see that alert and then engage the person who needed to be engaged. Once I got my CCNP, that knock was kind of like, okay, you're ready for the big league. So somebody found a place for me in the engineering team, and it was actually the security engineering team needed another engineer. And so they said, do you want to do it? And I said, yes. And I didn't really know exactly what security was at the time, because I wasn't into it that much. I just was a little bit comfortable. But when I got over there and I was troubleshooting all kinds of things, I was realizing how important it was to know a little bit about everything. Because in security, you get this one weird problem that you only remember from college days, studying that one time, right? So it was such a great thing to have all of my wide experiences come together into a focus in security. And I think it was a perfect match for me. And so that's when I actually fell in love with security. That's when I started a blog called tunnelsup.com. And the blog was really when I would have problems with the firewall or some device, and I Googled it and the answers weren't there in Google, or they were so deep in the Cisco documentation that it was like, oh my gosh, it took me an hour just to find this one thing. And so I was really trying to break down these really complicated topics to, you know, in an easy to understand way. And I think that kind of paved the way for the podcast later. I wanted this show to exist. I wanted somebody to, there's stuff that happened like 6 years ago that we're just getting a little bit more, like the guy got sentenced from a crime that he did 6 years ago. Somebody needs to go back and capture this entire story from the beginning all the way to the end. It might have taken 6 years for us to get the whole story. I didn't find anybody in the podcasting space doing that. Everyone was doing interviews or news in security. Manoli's doing these kind of long form stories. And so I decided to read a book on how to podcast and started giving it a shot. And I was actually doing weekly episodes. I don't know how I was getting them out every week, but I was doing it with a full-time job to get things going. One of the things that really resonated with me was a talk I watched from Leslie Carhart and Johnny Christmas. They said, if you want to be a rock star in security, don't try to publish like an amazing paper that's like a new kind of encryption, or try to impress us, you know, other people in the cybersecurity space. Instead, go do a talk at Comic-Con. Like, go talk to like the average person and tell them you're a hacker, and they'll totally get blown away by the stories you have, even if they're just basic run-of-the-mill stories that we all have. Because you're hitting a general audience and they don't understand what you do, but when you explain to them in a way that they can understand, they're gonna be blown away. And so that kind of really resonated with me. If I could hit the general audience with some of this stuff, what could that do to them? That would be entertaining, that would be enlightening, that would be educational, and maybe inspirational for them. And so, you know, that's always been something that I've wanted to do. So it's really hard to walk both lines there.
And now a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the darknet, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire.